विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमद अभयचरणारिंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाश्री गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, 19th Chapter, verse 15th. Etadeva hi vijnanam na tathaikena yena tat sthiti utpatyapyayan pashyet bhavanam hi trigunatmanam. Etadeva hi vijnanam na tathaikena yena yat स्थिति उत्पत्यप्ययन पश्ये भावानां त्रिगुणात्मनां एतदेव हि विज्ञानम् न तथैकेन येन यत् स्थिति उत्पत्यप्ययन पश्ये भावानां त्रिगुणात्मनां Mataji. Etad, this. Eva, indeed. He, actually. Vijnanam, realized knowledge. Na, not. Tatha, in that way. Ekena, by the one, personality of Godhead. Yena, by whom. Yat, which, universe. Stiti, maintenance. Utpatti, creation. Apyayan, and annihilation. Pashyet, one should see. Bhavanam, of all material elements. Triguna, of the modes of nature. Atmanam, composed. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When one no longer sees the 28 separated material elements which arise from a single cause, but rather sees the cause itself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at that time one's direct experience is called vijnana or self-realization. Purport. The difference between jnana, ordinary Vedic knowledge, and vijnana, self-realization, can be understood as follows. A conditioned soul, although cultivating Vedic knowledge, continues to identify himself to some extent with the material body and mind, and consequently with the material universe. In trying to understand the world he lives in, the conditioned soul learns through Vedic knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the one supreme cause of all material manifestations. He comes to understand the world around him, which he accepts more or less as his world. As he progresses in spiritual realization, breaking through the barrier of bodily identification, and realizes the existence of the eternal soul, he gradually identifies himself as part and parcel of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. At that time, he is no longer interested in the personality of Godhead, merely as a supreme explanation of the material world. Rather, he begins to reorient his entire mode of consciousness so that the central object of his attention is the personality of Godhead. Such a reorientation is required, since the Supreme Lord is the factual center and cause of everything. A self-realized soul in the stage of vijnana thus experiences the personality of Godhead not merely as the creator of the material world, but as the supreme living entity existing blissfully in his own eternal context. As one progresses in one's realization of the Supreme Lord in his own abode in the spiritual sky, one gradually becomes disinterested in the material universe and ceases to define the Supreme Lord in terms of his temporary manifestations. A self-realized soul in the stage of vijnana is not at all attracted by objects that are created, maintained, and ultimately destroyed. The stage of jnana is the preliminary stage of knowledge for those who still identify themselves in terms of material universe, whereas vijnana is the mature stage of knowledge for those who see themselves as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Omajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam yena tasmay shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamahiyam dadati sva padantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuda padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrinda, Vaneshwari Vrishabhano, Sute Devi, Pranamami, Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Bhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam, Pavane Bhyo, Vaishnave Bhyo, Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prashtaya, Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशुतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास seeking blessings from all the assembled devotees, especially senior devotees, Nandulal Prabhu, Destinan Prabhu, and all the senior devotees, all the devotees, Manohar Prabhu, so that I can speak something for my purification. So this is the 19th chapter going on, which is entitled The Perfection of the Spiritual Knowledge. So the previous verse, Krishna has described Jnana by describing the Sankhya philosophy. He has described how the 27 elements of the material nature, they form this, they are the ingredients of this 20 material nature, and the 28th is the super soul. And in this verse, Krishna says that to know this 28th, that is the super soul, is called Vijnana. As to know Krishna as the supreme cause of everything is called Vijnana. And in the purport, the disciples of Prabhupada very nicely describes the journey of the soul in the material world. After he comes in the material world, how he goes through the various stages in his stay, while staying in the material world. So we'll discuss the journey of the soul in the material world from the point of his fall down in this material world until that point he gets taste of bhakti and he gets attracted and he gets connected to the process of devotional service and he attains the perfection of bhakti. So we'll see this in the 10 stages. So the first stage is the stage of entanglement. So jiva, because he has been given this swatantrata ratna, the free will, that is the minute independence which a jiva has, and because he has misused this Swatantrata Ratna, that's why he falls down in the material world and he dissociates from the Supreme Lord and is trying to exploit this material world. So the purport also describes, a conditioned soul, although cultivating Vedic knowledge, continues to identify himself to some extent with the material body and mind and consequently with the material universe. So there are a series of things which happen when a jiva falls down in the material world. So the first thing which happens is the misidentification. So the jiva forgets his constitutional position as a servant of the Lord and he tries to identify himself as the controller. He is covered with the ignorance. That is the first stage of misidentification. And then after he starts misidentifying himself, gets covered with the ignorance, then the covering of false ego is formed. And as the covering of false ego is formed, the forgetfulness of the spiritual identity becomes more and more enhanced. The jiva becomes more and more engrossed in the material world. Bhagavatam also describes, Na raraj udupachanna swajotsna rajitair ghaner aham mataya bhasita swabhasha purusho yatha. So Shukdev Goswami gives the example that just like in a dark, as a dark cloud covers the moon and the moon is not visible, but because of the effulgence of the moon, the cloud becomes effulgent and the moon gets covered. Similarly, in this material world, the jiva, he gets covered with the layer of false ego and the jiva is not seen. He cannot express his original consciousness. But the false ego is all the more pronounced, all the more prominent. So that is the effect of false ego. And then after the false ego is formed, there are two layers of coverings which are formed on the body of the jiva. First is the subtle layer and then the gross. Subtle layer is made up of intelligence and ego, mind intelligence, and the ego is already there. And then the gross body also forms. So as कविराज गोस्वामी से कृष्ण भूलिया जीव भोग वांछा करे निकटस्थ माया तारे झपटिया धरे. सो माया कवर्स मटेरियल एनर्जी कवर्स द ओरिजिनल कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द सोल एंड ही स्टार्ट्स आइडेंटिफाइंग हिमसेल्फ विद द मटेरियल बॉडी एंड देन एज द ग्रॉस बॉडी कवर्स द सटल बॉडी द फॉल्स ईगो बिकम्स ऑल द मोर प्रोनाउंस्ड एंड देन द अल्टीमेटली द रिजल्ट इज द बिविल्डरमेंट. This misidentification creates the bewilderment for a living entity. As Bhagavatam says, Nunam Pramattah Kurute Vikarma Yadindriya Prite Aprinoti. Because the living entity wants to enjoy sense gratification in this world, he becomes bewildered because he has to undergo so much suffering. Other place Bhagavatam says, Tavad Raga Dayastena Tavat Kara Griham Griham Yavan Mohongri Nigado Yavan Krishna Natejana. Shukdev Goswami says, Tavad Raga Daya. So all the attachments a person has in this material world, they are like the thieves. Tavat kara griham griham. And the home, which is devoid of Krishna as a center, it is like a kara graha, prison house. And yavan mohongri nigado. And all that illusion is like the chain which binds a living entity. Yavan Krishna tejana. If Krishna is not the center, if he is not Krishna conscious. And then as a result of this, the jiva undergoes through lots of torment. So this was the first stage of entanglement. Now after the living entity comes in this world, it starts to enjoy. So then the stage of enjoyment starts. So different people follow different types of paths in their pursuit of sense gratification. Karma, jnana, yoga. And in that pursuit, they suffer a lot. So Prabhupada tells a story. One time there was a husband who would go to a prostitute. So the wife asked, why do you go to a prostitute? So he says, you know, she cooks better than you. So the wife cooked a very nice feast. And then next day, that day he stayed. Next day he again went to that prostitute. Again the wife asked, why are you going? So the husband says, she dances better. She knows how to dance and she pleases me. So the wife learns and she dances, dresses very nicely. That night he stays. Next night again he goes. Again the wife asks, so why do you go? I am doing everything. So what does she do better? So the husband says, you know, when I go to her place, she abuses me and she gives me all bad words and she sometimes kicks me also. And I like that. You know. So the wife says, I cannot do that. I love you. You know. So jiva in this world, he likes to be kicked. And that is the pleasure which a living entity has. Bhagavatam also says, yastvam visrijate martya atmanam priyamishwaram viparyayendriyarthanam vishamatya amritam tyajan. So living entity, visrijate martya, he forgets the Supreme Lord, who is the Atmanam Priyam, who is Priya, dear to the soul. And why does he do that? Viparya Indriya Arthanam, to enjoy sense gratification. And what does he do? Visham Atta Amritam Tyajan. He willingly eats poison. So Kaviraj Goswami also says in a very strong words about those people who do not take to bhakti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Paiya manushya janma jena shune gauru gun hina janma tara vyartha haila Paiya amrit dhuni piye vishagarta pani janmi ase kene nahi maila. He says, Paiya manushya janma, you have taken a birth in the human form jena shune gauru gun. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hina janma tara vyartha haila, your life is waste. And then he gives an example. Paiya Amrita Dhuni is just like a person who has got a river of nectar and piye vishugartha pani and he is drinking the poison. Janmiya se kene nahi maila. He says, why did you take birth? You should have died long back. You know. So that is how a living entity, he tries to enjoy in this world and he is willing to take poison in the form of sense gratification. So Purport describes, he comes to understand the world around him, which he accepts more or less as his world. So the living entity accepts this world as his own, and then he tries to enjoy. And people see the world according to their vision. Atmavat manyate jagat. You know. So people doesn't see things as things are, but as they are. the consciousness which people have, they see things according to that. So some time back, I was just standing with one other devotee near Vrindavan forest. It was 9:15 p.m. Darshan closed. So one boy, he came and asked, Prabhuji, ye Vrindavan forest kab tak khula rehta hai? So he said, 9 o'clock it closes, whole day it is open. So he says, we can do anything, we can sit there. He said, yes, yes. We thought he is a very sincere devotee, looks like. So he said, we said, yes, yes, you can sit, chant, read Bhagavatam, whatever you can, you want, you can do. So he said, thank you, Prabhuji, we can sit there, na? Yes, yes, yes. So then he went, and then after a few seconds we saw, he was with his girlfriend, and he was from the outside door, the gate he was showing to his girlfriend. So people generally, when devotee sees Vrindavan forest, he sees, I'll sit there, chant nicely. But people who are in consciousness of enjoyment, whatever they see in that way. So although sense gratification is available in this world, people, they try to do more and more sense gratification and try to acquire more and more means to enjoy. But Prahlad Maharaj says, Sukham Aindriyakam Daitya Dehinam Dehiyoginam Sarvatra Labhyate Daivad Yatha Dukham Ayatnataha. Sukham Aindriyakam, the pleasure of the senses is available in all the species. Dehinam Dehiyoginam, in all the species it is there. Sarvatra Labhyate Daivad. One attains sense gratification by the will, by the arrangement of the laws of karma. Yatha dukkham, just like one gets pain without endeavoring, one will get happiness. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Tat prayaso na kartavyo, yatha ayu vayaparam, na tatha vindate shema mukunda charanambujam. So therefore, one should not do sense gratification, one should not aspire for sense gratification, yatha ayu vayaparam, because the ayu and the time and the energy we have is limited. Therefore, the highest perfection is to natatha vindate shemam, to attain the perfection of loving Krishna, mukunda charanambujam. But the problem is, even after going through lots of struggle, a living entity does not give up sense gratification, you know. And also, another place, Brahmaji is praying, yad jirayati api deheshmin jivitasha baliyasi. The desire to live and enjoy in this world is very strong. Even till the last stage of one life, one wants to enjoy. As we see the story of Dhritarashtra. Although all his 100 sons were killed, but still he was living in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he was trying to enjoy. And then when Vidura, he comes, and then he gives a heavy chastisement to Dhritarashtra. He says, Andha Puray Badhiro Mand Pragyascha Sampratam Vishirna Danta Mandagni Saragam Kapham Udvahan. Andha, already you are blind. Purava Badhiro, now you have become deaf also. And Mand Pragya, your intelligence is not working properly. Vishirna Danta, your teeth have fallen. Mandagni, you are not able to digest anything. Saragam Kapham Udvahan, and with all the ragas, when you are coughing, the various voices are coming out. Then he says, Aho mahiyasi janto jivitasha yatha bhavan bhima pavarjitam pindam adatte grihapalvat. Aho mahiyasi janto, just see the desire to live in this world, desire of a living entity to live in this world. Jivitasha, the desire to enjoy. Bhima pavarjitam pindam, Bhima, he would come and he would throw some food, some chapati, and Dhritarashtra was peacefully eating that. Adatte grihapalvat, you are living like a household dog, you know. So that is how the people in this world, they want to enjoy. That is the stage of enjoyment. And the next stage comes. After getting through so much of frustration, next stage of exasperation comes. He gets frustrated in this world. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko natay sukha vanya duparamam va. Although people want to enjoy in this world, but still they don't get sense gratification. Vindeta bhuya tateva dukkham. What they get is dukkha. You know. So that is how the world is designed, so that yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya. All the sense gratification leads to misery. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says that most of the pleasure in this world, we look around, they are unattainable. We cannot attain all the advertisement, all the propaganda. It just increases the desire for sense gratification, although it is unattainable, which leads to more and more craving. And even if we attain something, they are unpalatable. We cannot enjoy for long. And even if we are enjoying, they are unretainable. They will not stay for long. So they are unattainable, unpalatable, and unretainable. So that is the position of a living entity and the desire to enjoy. Bhagavatam also says, Shutparito yatha dinam, sarmeyam griham griham charan vinnanti yad dinam dandam odanam evava. So the condition of a living entity is like a dog, the street dog, not a household dog, street dog. So he goes from one owner, one household to another household looking for some pieces of food. Some places he gets something, other places he is beaten. So that is how a living entity, when he tries to enjoy in this world, he gets lots of suffering. That's how the purpose, that is the purpose of this world. That is why Upanishad says it is Purnamada, Purnamidam. This world is perfectly made because it fulfills the purpose of why it is made. That is to purify us, to frustrate us, and to rectify us. And that is how Brahmaji has designed this body. Shutritridhatubhir. All this internally, externally, and mentally. At all levels, the body is designed to give us pain. Shutritridhatubhirimamhurardhyamana. Sheet Ushna Vat Varsha Itarit Taracha Kama Agrina Sakal Yonishu Dahyamana Sampashyato Mana Urukrama Siddhateme. So Brahmaji is saying, I am really lamenting seeing the condition of the living entity. I am becoming so much sad. Why? Because I have made a body which will give them thorough pain. Internally, Shutrit Tridhatubhir, hunger, thirst, and all the three elements always disturbed, kapha, vata, pitta. Then externally, sheeta, ushna, vata, varsha, they will always trouble the living entity. That is not sufficient. Kama agnina sakal yonishu dahyamana. Then mentally also they are suffering by the lust. That is how Brahmaji has made this body. So living entity suffers a lot. That is the stage of exasperation. Then after going through lots of suffering, then he starts questioning, is there something, some option available? Then the stage of inquisitiveness comes. Then he starts asking for the answers. That is the stage of Atato Brahma Jigyasa. But the problem is, even after trying to find actual knowledge, the knowledge is not so easily available, even in the scriptures. As Kaviraj Goswami says, the scriptures, if somebody reads the scriptures to come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Lord is not so easy. If by the superficial reading of scriptures, one cannot come to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Only by vyapareshu vivechana vyatikram, by analyzing very deeply, one can understand that Vishnu is the Supreme Lord. Vyamohaya characharasya jagata. That is how people in this world, they get bewildered by reading various scriptures also. But then somehow he starts developing knowledge, and then he comes to the next stage of equitability. At this stage, he starts developing knowledge about the Supreme Absolute Truth. And he starts becoming detached from the material world. Because that is the characteristic of jnana. That is the characteristic of Sankhya. That is why Krishna is describing this Sankhya philosophy, to make one detached from the material world. Because when we see a good, very big feast, one gets attracted. But if somebody sees the flour and the grains and spices, nobody gets attracted. So that's when a living entity, when a jnani, he sees the world in terms of its constituents, in the terms of 27 material elements, his emotions are not involved. And he slowly gets detached. But to come to the stage of perfection is not so easy, even after developing knowledge. So Prabhupada purport describes, as one progresses in one's realization of the Supreme Lord, in his own abode in the spiritual sky, one gradually becomes disinterested in the material world and ceases to define the Supreme Lord in terms of his temporary manifestations. So after developing knowledge of the soul for a long time, knowledge of the material world for a long time, he comes to the next stage, stage of epiphany. At this stage, he realizes, I am not this body, I am something different from this body, I am soul. And that is the level of the realization of the soul. That is the level of self-realization. So Prabhupada describes, as he progresses in spiritual realization, breaking through the barrier of bodily identification, and realizes the existence of eternal soul, he gradually identifies himself as a part and parcel of spiritual world. That is the stage of epiphany, when he realizes that I am not this body, I am soul. Then after realizing this, he goes on to pursue more of this realization, and then he reaches the next stage of enlightenment. That is the stage when the jnani, the spiritualist, he starts focusing on the super soul who is within the heart. And he reaches the level of the realization of a yogi who can see the super soul within the heart. So Kapila Dev also describes that when the jiva, spiritualist, he sees the super soul in the heart, he also goes through lots of ecstatic transformations. Evam haro bhagavati pratilabdha bhavo bhaktya dravadridaya utpulkah pramodat autkantya bashpa kalaya muhurardyamana tachapi chitta badisham shankair vyungte. So Kapila Dev describes, when a yogi sees the super soul within the heart, then autkantya bashpa kalaya, he goes through lots of ecstatic symptoms. That is when the stage he becomes enlightened, and the mind which he has used to realize the Supreme Lord becomes gradually detached from the material world. Tachapi chitta badisham. Just like a hook is used to attract the fish and catch the fish. So the mind is used to focus on the super soul. And when the super soul is realized, naturally the living entity gets detached from the material world. So in all these stages, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes that bhakti is the integral element. At the stage of karma, at the stage of jnana, at the stage of ashtanga. Bhakti is the ingrained element without which one cannot be successful. And bhakti starts by association of devotees. But the problem is, if the practitioner has not a pure motive, then the result will not be achieved. He will not be coming to the level of bhakti. So there are three levels, three types of bhakti Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes. First is Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti. So in this type of bhakti, the bhakti is the principal element, and the karma, jnana and yoga, they are the secondary. Although they are there. So they are karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti and yoga mishra bhakti. Next type of bhakti is Kevala Bhakti. Kevala Bhakti is pure devotion, which is unalloyed, uninterrupted, without any tinge of karma, jnana. That is the definition of Anya Abhilashita Shunyam that Rupa Goswami gives. Third type of bhakti which he describes is Guni Bhuta Bhakti. So Guni Bhuta Bhakti means the bhakti is the secondary element in this. Bhakti is not the primary element. And depending on the desire of a practitioner, the destination is different. So if Guni Bhuta Bhakta is the Bhakti Mishra Karma, then the result is Swarga. Bhakti Mishra Jnana, the result is impersonal liberation. And if the bhakti becomes the prominent in the Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, the result is different. So if there is Karma Mishra Bhakta, so Chakravarti Bhatt describes that after getting the desired result of his, whatever he desires, he gets the desired result. But even after fulfilling the sense gratification, he can attain the liberation in the form of Salokya. Even if somebody is practicing Karma Mishra Bhakti, the result may be, result is Salokya. And which will be predominant with the happiness and powers. Sukha and Aishwarya will be prominent, and he will get to the destination of Salokya. Because the bhakti is the prominent element. And he says that there is no fall from this place. As we see in the place of all the karmis, they go to Swarga and they fall down. But the Karma Mishra Bhakta, it does not fall down from the Salokya level. The result of Jnana Mishra Bhakti, he describes, he gets the Shantarati, or the result is Bhava. And he gives the example of Chatushkumaras. And then he says, sometimes even Karma Mishra Bhakta and the Jnana Mishra Bhakta, they also get prema, although they do not have association of devotees in their present lives. But they have attained the association in the last lives, because of that they may also attain prema even after practicing Jnana Mishra Bhakti or Karma Mishra Bhakti. So all these stages are there when the devotee is, the practitioner's motive is not pure. He does not want to please Krishna as such. He also wants to enjoy sense gratification. But if the desire is pure, then he reaches to the next level, next stage. That is the stage of excellent association of devotees. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Nitya Baddha Krishna Haite Nitya Bahirmukh Nitya Samsara Bhunje Narakadi Dukh Sei Doshe Maya Pishachi Dandakare Tare Adhyatmikadi Tapatre Tare Jari Mare. So Nitya Baddha, because the living entity is Nitya Baddha, Krishna Bahirmukh, he is away from Krishna, Nitya Samsara Bhunje, he suffers the torment of this material world. Sei Doshe, because he wants to enjoy in this world, that is the dosha living entity has. So Maya Pishachi Dandakare Tare. So Maya Devi punishes that living entity in the form of Tapatraya. Tare Jari Mare. Then Kama Krodhera Dasahaya Tara Lathi Khae. You know, Brahmite Brahmite Yadi Sadhu Vaidya Pai. And he gets kicked by the material energy again and again. But Brahmite Brahmite, in the course of wandering this material world, if he gets this association of a devotee, then his trajectory changes. Tara Upadesh Mantre Pishachi Palaye Krishna Bhakti Paye Tabe Krishna Nikate Aaye. And by the association of a devotee, he gets the desire to serve Krishna and he comes closer to Krishna. So, Mukundamala Sutra also describes, Jnana Valambaka Kechit Kechit Karma Valambaka Vayam Tu Haridasanam Padatrana Valambaka. Some take shelter of Jnana, some take shelter of Karma, but I take shelter of the Padatrana Avalamba, not the lotus feet, the sleepers of the devotees of the Lord. Padatrana Avalambaka. So that is what is described. When one gets the association of devotees, then the fortune is, the path of fortune opens for a living entity. You know, Samsaresmin Shanardopi Satsanga Sevadhirinam. Even the moment of association gives the highest fortune for a living entity. So Kaviraj Goswami also says, Samsar Brahmite Kona Bhagya Ke Hatare Nadira Pravahe Kena Kashtha Lage Tire. So Samsar Brahmite, in the due course of wandering the material world, Kona Bhagya, if the Bhagya of a living entity arises, then it is just like Nadira Pravahe, in the Pravaha, in the flow of a river, if the straw comes on the bank of the river. It is just by the some inconceivable arrangement. So by the arrangement of the Lord, he gets association of devotees. Kona bhagye karo samsar kshayon mukha hai, sadhu sang kare krishne rati upajay. So kona bhagye, by some fortune, samsar kshayon mukha hai, he gets away from the entanglement and attractions of this material world. And then sadhu sang kare, he associates with the devotees, krishne rati upajay. Then the famous verse comes. Sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kaye, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoye. So then he gets the association of devotees, by whom association of even for a moment, one gets all the siddhi. Then Kaviraj Goswami says something interesting. He says, Krishna tumara hau yadi bale ek bar, maya band Krishna haite tare kare par. If a living entity says even once, O Krishna, I am yours. Even once he says, yadi bole ek bar, you know. So what does Krishna do? माया बंद ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटी हू इज माया बंद कृष्ण तारे करे पार यू नो द कृष्ण ही सो मर्सीफुल ही गिव्स हिम द मर्सी एंड ही टेक्स हिम आउट ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड सो राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु वाज वंस शेयरिंग इन द क्लास that the Krishna is so merciful that he does so many arrangements to bring the living entities back to the spiritual world. First he gives the scriptures, then he gives the spiritual master, then he sends the devotees and then he comes himself. So that is how Supreme Lord is so merciful, so eager to bring us back, more than we are eager to go back. You know. So the famous pastime of Gajendra also comes when Gajendra is praying to the Supreme Lord for help. So Lord Vishnu, he comes on the Garuda. And Garuda, although it is described, he is flying at a very several max speed. Max speed is sound of speed of sound. So, but still Lord Vishnu is thinking he is not flying fast enough. So Sridhar Swami says, Garuda api mandagati iti matva tata sahasa avatirya. Garuda api mandagati iti matva. So Lord Vishnu thought, Garuda is flying slowly. So what he did? Lord Vishnu comes down of the Garuda. He puts the Garuda on his shoulder and then he starts running. So that is how Lord Vishnu is so very eager to bring the living entities back. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Sei bhakta dhanya jena chhade prabhur charan. Sei prabhu dhanya jena chhade nijajan. So that devotee is fortunate who does not leave the Lord. But that Lord is also very great who does not leave his devotees. Durdaiva sevaka yadi yayanya sthane sei prabhu dhanya tare chule dhariyane. By chance, if a devotee goes away from the path of bhakti, Lord catches the shikha of a devotee, that devotee, and brings him back. Chule dhariyane. That is the purpose of shikha. So that is the stage of association of devotees. That association of devotees gives rise to the fortune in the life of Jiva. In the famous pastime of Sarvam Bhattacharya, deliverance, when Sarvam Bhattacharya, when he is delivered and he becomes devotee of the Lord, so, and he starts praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he composes 100 verses in the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he is glorifying, he goes into ecstasy. So Kaviraj Goswami describes the position and the symptoms of Sarvam Bhattacharya. He says, Ashru stamba pulak sved kampathar thari nache gaye hase kande prabhu pad padi. So all the symptoms of ecstasy start manifesting in the body of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Ashru stamba, all the hairs are standing on end. Kampa is trembling. Thar thari, nache, gaye, kande, he is crying, Prabhupada dhadi. Seeing this condition, Gopinath Acharya, who knows Sarvam Bhattacharya that he is a hardcore Mayavadi, so he says, Shushk tark khali khaite janam gilayar, tare lilamrit piyao e kripa tumar. Whole life he has tasted the dry logic cake. You are making him drink the nectar of Krishna Katha, that is your mercy. देखी गोपीनाथ आचार्य हर्षित मन भट्टाचार्य नृत्य देखी हासे प्रभुर्गण. सो वेन डिवोटीज ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही सीज द एक्सटेसी ऑफ सार्वम भट्टाचार्य ही गोज इन दे ऑल स्टार्ट स्माइलिंग सीइंग हाउ मच लॉर्ड चैतन्य है शोन मर्सी ऑन दिस. गोपीनाथ आचार्य कही महाप्रभुर प्रति. सो गोपीनाथ आचार्य टेल्स महाप्रभु चैतन्य महाप्रभु से ही भट्टाचार्य प्रभु कैलाय गति. व्हाट हैव यू डन टू दिस भट्टाचार्य. ही वॉज सच अ ग्रेव पर्सन एंड नाउ ही इज बिहेविंग लाइक अ मैड मैन. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु से समथिंग इंटरेस्टिंग. प्रभु कहे तुम्हें भक्त तोमा संग हईते जगन्नाथ इहार कृपा कैल भाल मते. ही गिव्स ऑल क्रेडिट टू गोपीनाथ आचार्य. ही सेज तुम्हें भक्त बिकॉज यू आर डिवोटी एंड यू आर गिविंग एसोसिएशन टू सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य. Therefore, Jagannath has given him mercy. So that is the glory of association of devotees. There are two types of sukriti. One is the bhakti pravartaka sukriti. Other is avantara phala pravartaka sukriti. So bhakti pravartak means that sukriti which gives rise to devotion. Avantara phala pravartak means that which gives rise to the sense gratification of this world. So association of devotees is the bhakti pravartaka sukriti. So that is a stage of association, excellent association of the devotees of the Lord. And when we come in association of devotees, naturally one gets service. So in one purport, in first canto, Prabhupada writes very interesting. This is the episode where Arjuna is remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When he helped him in Khandav Prastha, he protected Arjuna. And with the help of Krishna, all the forest was burnt. And Maya Danav, he asked Krishna, what can I do? So Krishna tells, you construct a temple for, a big palace for Arjuna and all the Pandavas. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, the process is that, by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained. And by the mercy of the Lord, a chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. So because Arjuna showed mercy to Maya Danav and he forgave Maya Danav, so mercy of the Lord was obtained. And when the mercy of Lord was obtained, Lord told him to engage in service of a devotee. So that is a stage of association. Then next stage, ninth stage comes of stage of endurance. So after one develops association of devotees, then starts bhajan kriya, then the biggest stage of anartha nivritti starts. So there are four types of anarthas which Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes in Madhurya Kadambini. He says, first is duskritottha. The anarthas which come from previous sinful activities, which are they? They are five: envy, pride, anger, ignorance and attachment. Then some anarthas, they arise because of the past life pious activities also. Sukritottha, that is the craving for temporary material pleasure. The more one does sense gratification and pious activities in this life, the desire for sense gratification will increase in the next life. Then the third, he says, this aparadhottha. So the anarthas which arise from seva and nama aparadh. And fourth is an interesting thing. He says bhaktyottha aparadh. So when we practice bhakti, there are some aparadh which arises. What are they? Puja, labha, pratishtha. You know, the desire for name, fame, prestige, wealth, worship. All these are the anarthas which a living entity, a practitioner, he goes through and is trying to stop and dissolve all the anarthas. So the process of bhakti is just by practicing bhakti, the anarthas also goes. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. So detachment comes, jnana comes, and he naturally experiences Krishna. Bhakti para isha anubhav. So three things happen when one practices bhakti. Bhakti increases, para isha anubhava, one realizes Krishna, and virakti. So, and he gets detached from the material world. So this is the stage of anartha nivritti. And then after all this anartha nivritti gets over, then the last stage of stage comes, which is the stage of ecstasy. So this is the stage of bhava and prema. So this is the level where all the anarthas are gone. Bhagavatam describes, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. So he becomes naturally happy, joyful, ecstatic devotee of the Lord. So the purport also describes, a self-realized soul in the stage of vijnana thus experiences the personality of Godhead not merely as the creator of the material world but as the supreme living entity existing blissfully in his own eternal context. So realizes Krishna to be the supreme Lord as Bhagavan, and this realization one can experience by the simple process, as we know, of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And Kaviraj Goswami describes a very interesting thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita one place. He says, Kaneyar bhitar vasakare apane taha sada sphure anya shabda nadeya praveshite ana katha na shunekan ana bolite bulayan ei krishner vamshiracharite. So he's describing the characteristics of gopis. What gopis are experiencing when they hear the flute of Krishna. So the flute sound, kaneyar bhitar vasakare, resides in the ear holes of the gopis. Apane taha sadasphure. And the newer and newer ecstasies, they arise. Anya shabda nadeya pravishite. And they cannot hear anything else. Ana katha nashune kan. They do not hear anything, any gramya katha, anything they are not able to hear. ಆನ ಬೋಲಿತೆ ನಾ ಬುಲಾಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಏಯ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ವಂಶೀರ ಚರಿತೆ, ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಫ್ಲೂಟ್ ಸೌಂಡ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ವಿಚ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಎಸ್ಪೈರ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಲುಕ್ ವೆರಿ ಹೈ. ಕಭಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾ ಧ್ವನಿ ಫ್ಲೂಟ್ ಸೌಂಡ್ ಕಬ್ ಸುನೆಂಗೇ, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಎಸ್ಪೈರ್ಡ್ ಗೋಲ್. Prabhupada writes very interesting and very hope-giving. He says, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets to talk or hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's beautiful characteristics and paraphernalia. So this is how by Shravan Kirtana Jale, by the putting the Shravan and Kirtana Jala, our Bhakti Lata Beej will also progress, and one day we can also experience that stage of ecstasy. So one time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please give your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. Prabhupada said, my mercy is that I have given you instructions. Now you have to follow them. You know. So it is up to us to follow the instructions given very sincerely, so that also we can attain the stage of Vigyan and love of God. So with this, I'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
ಸಿದ್ಧಾಧಿಕಾರ.